Okay.
One of the major challenges that we have is not only our growth in Talmud Torah, but is also our growth in Tefillah. And this is a new exciting opportunity that I have together with Rav Chabshush every week to discuss the ability to go and be ma'ayin in our Tefillah, to make sure, just like we are growing in our Talmud Torah, we're growing in both Machshava and Gemara and Halacha, just as important, if not more important, if we want to start off with that, is what the Gemara in Brachot says, that Eilu Dvarim She'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. Tefillah is known as what? Things that are way up there on the level of priority, and unfortunately people are mizalzel b'hem. And I don't have to tell you where we're all coming from, how difficult, both the difficulty of tefillah, but unfortunately the idea of how many people don't take it serious enough. And what we're going to be doing is hopefully through a tremendous amount of depth and discussion between us, between myself and Rav Chabshush, between you, through a whole syllabus throughout the whole year, hopefully our goal is that you'll come out not only better Talmidei Chachamim, but also feeling that you're more equipped to understand how that you have to continue working on your tefillah. So that is the introduction of what the goal of the shiur is. The dynamic between myself and Rav Chabshush and you, I think will only help contribute. We thought to start the first part of today's shiur is to talk about the difficulty, because I think that's we all know that there's a difficulty in tefillah. If I would ask you to maybe just turn over the page, and if I would ask you what the difficulties. Why is it's just difficult for me? I don't want to have Chabshush. Is it difficult for you to daven? I don't know.
It used to be much more difficult. Some days it's very difficult. Some days I think it's boring every day. The same text, same hour, same dry words. Some of the words we don't understand what's going on there. They force me to daven words. I don't understand it at all sometimes. Although I speak Hebrew well, but the words are difficult words. The same text every day. Things are not bothering me. They ask me to ask. I have my problems. I want to pray. Focus on my problems.
So I want to ask you. We want to ask you. I asked you, what do you think are the difficulties? What are your difficulties in tefillah? And then I'm going to try to categorize them in three different categories. What do you find difficult about tefillah?
Lip service, or actually know what you're saying.
Slowly, I don't hear.
A lot of the time, it's just a lip service. You don't necessarily know what you're saying. You're saying the words because they're written down there.
Okay. One is that you don't know what it's saying in tefillah. What else? What else is the difficulty? Speak up.
Hard picture.
Who you davening to? Especially from Manchester. It's dark and rainy in Manchester. It's not easy. But here at least you see something gold there, and you still know that you have to daven over there. Okay, but I hear. Good. What else is the difficulty of tefillah? Yeah, Mr. Cram. The routine. Okay.
Redundancy.
Same thing as Rav Chabshush mentioned, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over again. Good. What else?
In the morning.
What?
Davening.
For those people that are not morning people, So what Summer was really saying, the omek, is that I only really need the shir for shachris. Minchan marav, I'm fine. Shachris, that's more of the issue. The truth is, if you think about it, mincha marav, mincha, in a long day is 12 minutes, marav is 8 minutes, 20 minutes, I can deal with that. But shachris, my goodness, on a Monday and Thursday, forget about it, that's really difficult. Okay, I'm a kabo. Good morning, but without being a late, it's a little bit, the idea of, especially if you go to sleep late, and you're waking up in a half slumber, even more so. Okay, good. What else? Yeah, Mr. Engel. Don't connect to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What do you say, Mr. Seaton?
Sometimes it's hard just to know what to think about when you say the words, because obviously the words come so natural to you, because you've said them so many times. As well as picturing what to think about, apart from just the things you're praying for, asking for, what else
should. Okay. What I would purport to you to have three concentric circles, if I wanted to categorize what I believe, what everyone just said here, and it'll fit into these three circles of the difficulty. If you do three circles, all of them that coincide, I think the difficulty is one big circle would be Adam, right? If I wanted to show you what I mean by that, okay, sorry about that, right? If I wanted to do three circles, right, coinciding, right? These difficulties are, number one, is, let's say in this order, tefillah, the text itself. Then I would say is Adam and Hashem. Let's say these are the three ideas, which means, I don't know, within what I'm saying, difficulty. Many of us don't understand what we're saying. Many of us, this text is difficult, and either it's boring or it's not, I don't understand it, or I'm not connected to it. Hashem, do I believe in Hashem? Do I feel Hashem? Do I see Hashem? Okay. And me, where am I at? I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm not in the mood, I'm in a bad mood, I'm not feeling it, it's not it. All of the issues, I believe, are interconnected, and we have to constantly be working on these three things. All the things that you said, I think will fit into these three circles. And if we wanted to have our focus, always has to be how to work on these three things. That's, I think, as the introduction to the difficulties. And just to finish off the introduction, I want to look at source one before I turn it over to Rav Chabshus also. Now, the first Gemara is saying and realizes not only what I quoted before in the Gemara Brachot of Krum Zulat Bnei Adam, is that the language of the Pasuk?
Krum Zulat
Bnei Adam. That these are the things that tefillah being so important, and we just have a hard time. Not only do we not give it the proper kavod, but we are mizalzel by it. The Gemara in Brachot Alamed Bet Amad Bet, in the first source, says that four things need chizuk. The Elohim, Torah u'ma'asim tovim, tefillah v'derech eretz. Four things need chizuk. Torah, where is it? Tefillah, minayin. Shneemar, racha, I think it skipped over here, this Gemara.
Tefillah
v'derech eretz ma'asim tovim. It skipped over here a little bit.
But tefillah minayin.
Right, so it's supposed to be tefillah minayin. Shneemar, kaveh al Hashem chazak v'yemetz tibecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Okay? From the Tehillim, what we're saying in El, it says, kaveh al Hashem, hope to God, dav to Hashem, chazak v'yemetz tibecha, and then v'kaveh al Hashem. Which means, if you look at Rashi, it means that you dav to Hashem, and guess what? You didn't get what you wanted. Don't give up. You need chizuk. Each one of these things, this is the basis of many, many ideas. In Talmud Torah, the concept of a siyum, okay, concept of needing chizuk, concept by Simchat Torah, for example, when we finish, what do we celebrate? Do we celebrate finishing the Zos HaBracha, or we're celebrating going right away to starting Brachos? Okay, the concept in tefillah of constantly needing chizuk. Many of us want this like awesome light and experience, but already there's no magic in being able to make your tefillah meaningful. There's definitely limud, which we're going to do. But as I said, in these three circles are an introduction. But furthermore, the chizuk, to the point that Rav Soloveitchik says, this gemara is the basis for a couple of minhagim. We could do one minhag. You ever have, you say Adon Olam in the morning, hopefully, if you're up early enough, page 12 in your art scroll sitter, right? And then on Shabbat, at the end of the sitter, when everyone's folding up their talit, you know, and talking, and not really, you say Adon Olam, right? You turn back. So, you know, so many of us are like, oh, I've already said it already, you know, it's after Enkel Keno, the rabbi's speech is over. Give out the, you know, just fold up the towels. Rav Soloveitchik says, minhagim, just in general, minhagim aren't a waste of time. Minhagim have a strong basis. They don't just make up minhagim. They have a basis in Chazal, Labriut. The minhag of saying Adon Olam again. Why do I have to say Adon Olam again? Rav Soloveitchik says it's based on this tefillah tzrichim chizuk. I said in the morning, I'm formally finishing my tefillah now. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know, you understand what we need to do? You need to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I'm about to formally finish tefillah, now I'm going to close up shop, but before I do, I know I have to turn back to page 12, and I have to realize, I know I have to re-mechazik myself. Which means, many of us want to say, oh, just give me a book. We'll give you books to read. Right? Everyone wants to, just tell me, you know, you hold out your wrist. You know, help me help you. You know, the bottom line, number one is, it needs chizuk. It's got to become part of your awareness. For your tefillah, within how you schedule your day. Okay, whether it's morning, night, or afternoon. You want to make tefillah meaningful? It's good to hear sichot. It's even going to be good to hear shirim. It's got to become something that's a priority for you. Just like anything else. If it's not a priority for you, then I can give you the sichot. Rav Chavchish can give an unbelievable sichot. It's not going to be as meaningful for you. The cover.
The real truth. I understand what he said, but I want to go back to our problem. Listen, tefillah, on one hand they tell us it's a relationship between us and God. The other hand, it's a dry text. Say in Hebrew, I'm not sure the expression in English. Dry text, yavish.
Yavish.
Yavish, dry text. So the real truth is that years ago, tefillah was much, much, much more easy. With the years, it became difficult.
Much more simple? Simple.
Much more simple, yeah. I mean, the word was simple.
Yeah.
I used to live in Be'er Sheva for 4 years. I had an old lady, my neighbor, 85 years old, Moroccan old lady. She didn't know to read. She didn't know to open a sitter. She didn't know when she went on a bus. She didn't know nothing. She knew to talk. And she had many grandsons and grandchildren. And I saw one thing. When I used to come back from shul every day, 6:30 in the morning at 7, she used to leave the house. In the door next to me, she used to stand by the mezuzah for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, not exaggerating. It says a few of the words I understood and a few not. And she used to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu all her problems. Please, give refuah shleima to my daughter. Give kids to my son who doesn't have kids. Give a sivug for this one. Give me good health. She used to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I was jealous always by her. I said, I go to shul every day, and I open a sitter. I don't have this relationship so close as her. And every morning, I didn't see her every morning, but when I used to
run into,
she was standing there and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happened with the years? On one hand, a good thing happened. On the other hand, became more complicated. The basic of tefillah was, the pasuk says, "Ulo'ovdo bechol levavchem." Whatever we need it, we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask Him for it. Directly. Without Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Baruch Atah Uchad. Without pushing the button of play and using the record every day we use. Problem was that people, that's what the Rambam tells us in Halacha Aleph, we'll start reading a little bit from the Rambam. Mitzvahs עשה להתפלל בכל יום שנאמר ועבדתם את השם אלוהיכם מפי השמועה למדו שעבודה זוהי תפילה שנאמר ולעובדו בכל לבבכם אמרו חכמים איזו היא עבודה שבלב זו תפילה. Well, the Rambam, first of all, he brings the pasuk ולעובדו בכל לבבכם, something with the heart. What's happening today, the opposite of the heart. So a guy opens the sitter, tell him, praise mincha. Yeah, yeah, I said mincha. There's an expression in Hebrew sometimes, asiti mincha. Maza asita mincha. You did mincha, you did vi.
Check.
Yeah.
Check it off.
Check it off. Asiti ker, asiti tefillin. Asiti shachit, asiti. Did you really put to your heart and you were connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ram says, ulo avdo, v'atem shem lochem. Amru chachamim, eizu yavoda shebalev zot tefillah. Sometimes the tefillah is exactly the opposite of the heart. When you go, a guy goes to his girlfriend, goes to his wife, after a long time he didn't see her, after a month he didn't go anymore, someone came back from business, after 3 months, his heart comes out to his kids, to his wife. He's looking forward to see them. He talks about ulovdo bechol levavchem, zot tefillah. Be'emet kacha? So let's continue the Rambam, what says.
Next, I have one question. Maybe it's exactly what we're saying also, before you continue. Again, what Mr. Engelt said, we're always looking for that special, we're looking for that, like, that Karbach davening, especially your generation. I grew up, my father was a Baal Tefillah. Allah Shalom.
No Karlbach, he told you.
First of all, there wasn't a Nusach Karlbach when I grew up, just so you should know.
I was in Rochester once he came there. My Zaidi told him, this crazy man, don't go to his Fatu's show. You're forbidden to go to the show.
If you know about Rav Shlomo Karlbach, he's a very, very special person. San Francisco, a little bit hard of... He was an interesting character.
When he came to Rochester, my Zaidi told us we were small kids, you don't go to this man. But on his Levaya, the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Lau, asked a Michila. I was there. Amalo B'Shem, Klal Yisrael, I want to ask a Michila.
Wow.
If you already mentioned Karlbach, let's go.
The father of Jewish music. Yeah. But within that, just understand, there was no Nusach Karlbach. This is a modern invention of Rav Shlomo Katz. And, I mean, Rav Karlbach had it. It was a CD, you know, or at that time a tape, or at that time a record. Just so you should know, records, Seymour Rockoff, records, right? But the bottom line is that Nusach of Tefillah wasn't only about dancing, you know. So we're used to the thing of B'chol of Avchem. What we want is that inspiration. We view it as all our Purim Chagigas and Hanukkah Chagigas, and like that, that's how Tefillah should be. I have a friend of mine, before I, just one more minute. I have a friend of mine who's a very Lithuanian Litvak, real Litvak. And he got married to a girl. You know what that means when I say Litvak? I mean, he's not like into the jumping, into the happy, pure intellect, right?
Cold mind.
You know? And then what happens? At his engagement party in LA, we went to the shul, and he got engaged, and his ufer was at the happy minion. His ufer was at the happy minion in LA. He had this guy, and his father, as much as he was a Litvak, his father was even more Litvak. And this guy at Kabbalah Shabbos was jumping up. We're like, we're looking at this guy. Like, you know, for them, that's like B'chol of Avchem, everything. But the Rambam, based on the Gemara and Tanis, which is saying there, is Avodah Yishev. Like, what word is jumping out of you over here? Avodah. Tefillah is an Avodah, if you would say that, or Avodah. Tefillah takes work. It's not just, you know, a pure, like, emotion.
There's two directions. On one hand, you really need to feel. Kachamashma Maramba.
Right.
On the other hand, you need to put efforts. You need to work on it. So what's going on here? So the Rambam brings us a history. What happened with the days? With the years. Rambam says, the second line, number two in the second line. Ve'en minyan atfilot min haTorah. Ve'en mishne atfilah azot min haTorah. Ve'en atfilah zman kavua min haTorah. Midoraita, the old lady wakes up in the morning, doesn't know to read. In many generations, they didn't know to read. In Europe, it happened before, but Morocco and Yemen, Iraq, till 80 years ago, and I went to small kids, I could show you old ladies in Jerusalem. They used to come to shul and sit, they don't know to read. But when they wake up in the morning, and they give a request, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me, give me today strength. Help my kids, help the nation, help the soldiers. This Moroccan lady, after she asked for herself every day, she used to pray for the soldiers in her language and pray to all the mezuzah and pray. As according to the Rambam, she was yoyte, according because the Rambam says, En minyan atfilot min haTorah. Minyan atfilot,
the number
of the prayers in the Torah, it doesn't say pray shachris min chamari. The nusach from the Torah, you wake up in the morning, you have to say it in Arabic, Ya Allah rahimni. You could ask it in Arabic, you could ask it in Yiddish.
What was that in Arabic?
In Arabic, Ya Allah rahimni.
Ya Allah rahimni.
Ya Allah rahimni. The Rambam also hopes in his book, Allah. Most of his books are written in Arabic. It's not the subject now, so we're not going it. I said, Ya Allah rahimni, because I used to see the old ladies, they didn't ask it. They ask in their language, their English. They're a mother tongue. And I can show you in your shul. Did they pray? Sometimes better than us. So according to that, she doesn't know what's the time. Tefillah, not tefillah. She prays once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Ve'en zman kavua min tefillah. Ve'omer Rambam, ufikach halacha bet nashim. And soon we'll go to the basics. Just I want to do halacha bet. Ufikach nashim ba'avadim chayavim betfilah. לפי שהוא מצווה תעשה שלא הזמן גרמה אלא חיוב מצווה זו כך הוא שיהיה האדם מתחנן ask for mercy what's the right
supplicate ask for mercy is good
הוא מתפלל בכל יום הוא מגיד שבחו של הקודש ברוך הוא ואחר כך שואל צרכיו שהוא צריך להם בבקשה ובתחינה first he needs he מתחנן but he opens the tefillah הוא מגיד שבחו של הקודש ברוך הוא before he asks his breath we must say thank you God for A, B, C, D. There's expression.
Hold on. Praise God. The beginning, there's Shevach.
Ah, praise.
Very important piece here, right? Which is, I think a lot of people have a problem with this.
And the Zohar says, a very hard expression, Hanekalvin Tzavchin. I'm mixing now Zohar with Rambam, but it's a...
Okay.
Hanekalvin, when you go down to the Kotel, many guys are up to the Kotel, immediately they say, oh God, give me help, give me, give me, give me, give me. The Zohar's expression, Hanekalvin de Tzavchin, hav, 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 hav.
Dogs that are barking. Right? Dogs that are screaming.
The word in Aramaic, have, also in Hebrew, bring me and bring me and bring me. Right. But he says a person that comes and talks to God immediately and asks for A, B, C, D, it's like a dog that says, like barking. First, look the good that Kodesh Baruch gave you, and we'll talk about it.
So we'll take one step back from this piece. The Nusach, we'll get to that in one more second. So what the Rambam here is saying is Shevach,
Bakasha,
and then Hoda'ah. There's a certain piece within the Torah that's saying that you need Shevach, Bakasha, Hoda'ah. We're not going to get to it today. But one of the major problems I think that the modern Jew has is, why do I need to be, what's the purpose
of all of this?
Of me, first of all, of this, but also, why do I have to praise God? God needs my praises. Why I'm buttering up a teacher?
Well, this keep for next
time. This is for next time. I think if everyone would like, I think that's a certain problem that we might have. What am I doing this whole Pesukah of Zimra? What a waste of time. What am I doing the Shevach? You know, it's a long Pesukah of Zimra. Let me go. Okay, I know that I learn Halacha. I'm going to do Baruch Shamar Ashrei Shtavach Yaitzen Zayin. Enough of the Shevach business. Let me get to the Havin. Give me. What is the Shevach business?
And also, it's an everyday question. And now you said Shehakol Mila B'dvorah on this cup of coffee. What's the meaning? Blessing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bracha is...
Right, we'll get to it.
Blessing. But I think these are... We'll talk at it, Bezrat Hashem.
These are the difficulties.
Okay, we'll discuss it. So what happened? How everything became... Let's do Halacha Gimel, then Dalet is very basic to explain how the tefillah...
Can you... Yeah.
Till 4:15?
I think till 4:15.
Okay.
But I want one diuk that I just saw right now. Very important piece. At the end of Halacha Bet, ואחר כך נותן שבח והודה לשם על הטובה שישפיע לו כל אחד לפי כוחו. It's very important. This concept of kol echad, the Rambam has this many times. There's this concept of going lefi kocho. You know, a lot of people, especially your age, you know, will start looking around. You're going to start looking around. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Long shmona esrei, shmort, short shmona esrei, you name it. Whoa, that guy's frum. That guy has an 18-minute shmona esrei. You know, that guy, you know, everyone starts looking around. Right? The Rambam says, I don't care what that other person's doing.
And he started to copy him also. You know?
Right, all of a sudden. Right?
He says, the Rosh Hashiva stands in Minchav, Shabbos, Rav Adari sometimes 35 minutes. I will stand 25 at least.
No.
25. Zeh, kfikocho.
One of the things, right, this is 100%. One of the ideas we're saying is you have to build up, according to your own koch, and the Rambam, I'll give you the Maror Mokom, not for now, because I want to get to what we were going to talk about now, but I just noticed it now, Bizchut Rav Chavshus, who brought it down. Lefi kocho, the main thing with your whole year, both in learning and your Avodah Hashem, is you have to look at yourself, according to your own koach and your ability. Okay? Just if you want to look at it, it's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim that's saying what's going to happen in the eschatological era, the times of the Mashiach, is that there's not going to be tacharut, there's not going to be kina, but you're now, everyone, of course, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that you're going to have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kifi Koach Adam Kifi your Koach. There's not going to be any more about I'm going to try to go into your Gvul and be exactly like you. I'm going to know what I'm supposed to be. It's the Fi Kocho, and that's the most important thing over here. You have to know for yourself. Oh, look at that, I'm okay. I showed up late to davening, but you know that guy's really from and he showed up later, I'm okay. That's like a ridiculous equation. The main thing you have to do is the fi kocho, and that's where you have to work on. And that's based on what we said. It's both avodah and tzrichim chizuk. Kvod Rav.
In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues to describe what was the basic tefillah. Im hayah ragil, marbe im hayah ragil, marbe betchina ubakasha. V'im hayah aral sfatayim, ragil, the person he's used to talk, and he knows to talk, he knows to make his words very clear. The opposite of Arel Sfatai. Moshe Rabbeinu, the expert, the Torah says, Moshe Arel Sfatai. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was megamgem.
Stutter. He was a stutter.
Medaber kfi cholto. If he's a stutter man, he asks shortly. Uvechol et sheirtze. וכן מניין התפילות כל אחד כפי יכולתו. The basic situation was each one לפי הזמן כפי יכולתו. יש מתפלל פעם אחת ביום ויש מתפללים פעמים הרבה. Some people used to pray one time, people used to pray many times. והכל יהיו מתפללים נוכח המקדש בכל מקום שיהיה. לכן היה הדבר תלין משה רבינו עד עזרה. I think the Rambam when he says בכל מקום שיהיה, even they didn't come to shul, basically he's at home, he prayed. מי כאשם אלוקינו בכל קוראינו אליו, כתוב בכל מקום אשר תזכיר את שמי,
אזכיר
את שמי, אבוא אליך וברכתיך. בכל מקום אשר אזכיר את שמי, אבוא אליך וברכתיך. Wherever you just mention my name and call me, I'll be there. So the Rambam tries to tell us that there wasn't misgeret, I would say
a structure
very what happened. Now it brings us a nice historical, but it has to do with us also today. Halacha Dalet. כיוון שגלו ישראל בימי נבוכת נצר הרשע, נתערבו בפרס ויוון ושאר האומות. They went out to Galus, all over the diaspora. ונולדו להם בנים בארצות הגויים, ואותן הבנים נתבלבלו שפתם, והייתה שפת כל אחד ואחד מעורבת מלשונות הרבה. So first thing, says it's a technical thing. You want to pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu in special words, and they didn't know to talk this language. וכיוון שהיה מדבר, אינו יכול לדבר כל צורכו בלשון אחד אלא בשיבוש. They went out to the Golos, and they want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, and the language wasn't, they knew something here is not, they cannot, לא יכולים לפנות להשם יתברך.
Can't talk to Hashem.
They can't ask.
Turn.
The words weren't baseder anachon. The word. How you come to a king? To Melech Malchei Amlochim. Ve'ech medabrim ito. How you talk to him? Shneimar, especially how you ask him for all kinds of things. Shneimar, he brings here a pasuk to show us how mixed they were. Uvnehem, chatzi medaber ashdodit, chatzi medaber. You know, their kids were mixed up. Half.
It's like growing up in Israel. Yeah, you don't become bilingual, you become sublingual.
When you bring a small right? kid, yeah, here.
So over there, it's like, my kids, they speak, you know. I'll tell you a quick story about that before we continue. So at the beginning, my kid, my oldest, Chagai, he's going into fourth grade. So I think in first and second grade, I gave him English chuk, because an American, you know, here it's very important that you know English. You know, it's the language also, so I had the English chuk. My brother, who lives in America, okay, he was coming to visit. Uncle David and Aunt Marilyn were coming to visit. And, you know, I was telling my brother how, you know, they, you know, my son's in an English chug. And then, so my son goes to my brother. He goes, yeah, these are my friends. Them don't speak English. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what a waste of money. Them don't speak English. Oh, give me my money back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, they have half languages here. Hebrew, English, Hebrewish. Good.
Here's our result, half and half.
Yeah.
He's a kid, he could make mistakes, his son. I make mistakes till today.
Give out the
nobody.
I'm correcting him. That's my job.
Ve'ina mekirim ledaber yudit. Listen, the Rambam usually don't tell you stories. The Rambam is very correct.
Misudar.
But here he brings it.
This is a halacha book, right? The Rambam, this is Rambam Hilchos Tefillah.
Hilchos Tefillah.
Right? Why is he telling me stories here?
History, I think.
The real important question.
It's a very deep thing why he brings it. ואינם מכירים לדבר יהודית וכלשון עם ועם. ומפני זה, כשהיה אחד מהן מתפלל, תקצר לשונו לשאול חפצה, או להגיד שבח הקדוש ברוך הוא בלשון הקודש, עד שיערבו עמה לשונות אחרות. וכיוון שראה עזרא ובית דינו כך, עמדו ותקנו להם 18 ברכות על הסדר. שלוש ראשונות שבח להשם, שלוש אחרונות הודיה. אמצעיות יש בהן שאלת כל הדברים שהם כמו אפות לכל חפצי איש ואי. So one minute. So the first problem was they didn't know to say pray שבח, they didn't know to
say praise.
Say praise. They didn't know to talk when you come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So
I don't understand. What then? Veina makirim. The Daber Yehudit, Ulakashon Avaham. What didn't they know?
they didn't know Ledaber Yehudit, if not LaKodesh Baruch Hu in Hebrew, I think, in nice Hebrew.
What does it mean then, or Lakoshon Am Va'am?
Lakoshon Am Va'am. Even the nation that were there, they didn't know to talk because there were no immigrants there. They were mixed up, as you mentioned before.
I mean, they're Nishta here, Nishta there.
Nishta here, Nishta.
And because of that, what happened?
Because of that, so Tikzar Lishonon Lishon Chafatzav. He didn't know how to ask even. Let's say, I had a guy here came last week twice, that I would write him a letter. He has a problem with the court in Jerusalem. I saw the letter he wrote. If the judge read it, then what he wants. So we sat here for 1 hour up here, and we tried to fix their question. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. So
meaning what? If I'm
when you come lifnei haMelech, tzach lesader. So Ezra and Bedina wanted to help us, but they made 18. They didn't do it. First of all, technical that we will have the right words when you talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You cannot come to a professor in a university, Lahavdil, Lahavdil, Lalafafeh Abdalot. You are in first grade and you tell the professor, wow, you're smart. You know really good math and physics. And when you come to give prize to someone, you need the right words. So, Bezrat Hashem, bring the Gemara that when we say, Ha'el HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, El Elyon, but if Knesset HaGdolah didn't fix it for us, then
establish the nusach.
Yeah, we couldn't say these words.
So I want to go. How I understand what the Rambam said here? It's a very important historical point, which I think is answering that halacha question we had. It's a halacha question here. The Rambam. Why is the Rambam? Rav Chabshus asked. Why is this bringing down story time here? This is not Dr. Seuss. You know why is he bringing this halacha? It's a halacha. What he's answering? It's unbelievable. Which is almost opposite of where we started this year. You know, it's an opposite phenomenon. We've come 180 degrees, right? We started off saying, you know, many of us want to make it special. I want to be able to say my own things. What am I talking about? All of these different things, kibbutz galuyot, and all of these different things, which I don't feel connected to. So what happened, historically how this happened, is that they were in the exile. And not only they didn't have the language, but because of that, just be medayek, what the Rambam is saying, tikatzer l'shono, I didn't feel comfortable to go now talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam because I didn't have the words. Right? How many times you may have been asked to speak? Avishai, remember you were asked to speak? Right? If you didn't have the ability to talk, meaning you went over it, and there, that was in your mother tongue. Right? To speak in front of the chief rabbi of England. He spoke in front of the chief rabbi of England. Right? It's only when you, if you don't feel comfortable publicly speaking, you don't feel that. So what's going to happen? That's what he says. Everything I'm mixed in, and you feel, how can I have the audacity to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam in things that are totally messed up? Now again, deep down, and I'm going to, and then we'll see what Rav Chabshus
just
said.
This is the first point. The second point the Rambam says, that problem is that we are human beings. So he doesn't see it so. Zeramus boy, we are human beings. If I have a problem in my business this morning and I wake up, I won't ask for him, for the Rabbi Cutler's problem that he has. He has a problem how to. He wants more. He's thinking about other problems. And when you have a problem in the test in high school in math, this morning you will be focused on math. You won't think about. My problem is my mother doesn't feel well now when she has a test or something. He'll wake up tired that morning and he will think now how he's changing his car and he wants to change. He tells his father to convince his father. He's focusing now on his problems. He's thinking now how to have each one will be focused on his problems. Rambam Silva will bring the second thing that they made a takana that every morning we will ask not only on my private problem, your private problem, his private problem. They made the Shmonasya Brachos that we will focus on Kol Klal Yisrael Tzrachim Shel Kulam. Not only as a technical thing that if, let's say it's like you have an iPhone and you could press here for one, for this, for a camera press two, for an email press three. It's not a, every day, it's not only an option to ask for. Let's say we're praying every day. We're praying every day. Refaino Hashem v'nirafeo she'enu v'nivashea. I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. Maybe there is a guy now in the hospital who is sick. The Rambam said, Chazal echnisu refaino, that will think also about it. I don't have problem in business. I'm Baruch Hashem working in the yeshiva here. I get millions every month. I don't have to ask for Baruch Aleinu Tashana Azot V'ten Bracha Preda. But the Rambam said that Knesset Gdolah put in Barchenu. I have no problem. I don't think about the diaspora. Tkava Shofar Gadol V'yotem V'sanis L'kabetz Gilu V'yotem. Because I live in Jerusalem. My brother lives in Jerusalem. Maybe I need to think about the Jew that is now in Russia. And the guy that's in L.A. now, and kids will be married, goyish or
intermarriage.
I need to think. I don't think about tishkon v'lirushalayim yirchol beracham imtoshu v'tishkon v'tochon. Is that my private problem? So Chazal said, yeah, pray for Yerushalayim every day. I don't think about shover oivim u'machnei azeidim, because I don't have a problem with physical oivim,
physical enemies.
Physical enemies. And the Yetzer Hara enemies, I'm thinking about. So Chazal, and we'll continue. I explain it. Three lines from the bottom. Lechol chafte ish veish ulzochei atzibur kulan. So the first reason, kedei shiyu aruchot b'fi akol, v'ilamdu utan. ותהיה תפילת אלו על גים תפילה שלמה כתפילת בעלי הלשון הצחה ומפני זה תקנו כל הברכות והתפילות מסודרות בפי כל ישראל כדי שיהיה עניין כל ברכה ארוך בפי הילג. So the pshat in the Rambam is just technical fixing, איך אומרים? עריכה טכנית. But if you look deeper, Rambam I think hints us that the point is, as I mentioned, that every morning I will think about the problems of other people. We see that we say in Shmona Esrei Lashon Rabim, we don't use Lashon Yachid.
Plural
and Refa'einu Hashem B'nei Rofet. Okay? Zlach Lanu Avinu. Hashiveinu. So with the Golos, Rambam says that we are asking not only for us, for everybody.
So I want to bring it together now, a couple things. Number one, you may have heard that. That's like what we call famous sometimes. You know, it's famous because I know it now. You'll know it, right? It's famous that we daven in the plural. Okay? Now, on one level, it complicates things, and it's a beautiful thing. Let me explain what I just meant. On one level, historically, because Chazal was looking, Ezra and Beis Din were looking and seeing that in the Galut, there were problems. Right? They didn't know how to properly express it. So they said a set nusach. So then what? Because we cared about Klal Yisrael. So on one level, it's amazing. On another level, many of us, one of the major questions we have is, why do we have this fixed nosach? It impedes on my Bechol Levavchem, on my ability. Why do I have to do that? Because, why do I have to get stuck with this set nosach? Because we were in exile.
Excuse me, remember, I think this is the answer exactly. A human being wakes up exhausted. He's half asleep. How could he start davening? How could he start? He doesn't know exactly. He's not focused. He doesn't know his name. Doesn't know his number of the, how you call them, the Tudat Zehut. They doesn't know
identity number.
But if Chazal made you, he opens a siddur. Look upon it from this side, as Rabbi Kotler said. But every morning, though I'm tired, I know I have Aleph Bet, A, B, C. It's not only to make a V, how the expression
check.
To check out. It's really lakif et kola et kola, the basic things that Klal Yisrael need.
So this is where the challenge, I believe, this is where the challenge we come back to, which is really hard. Well, once you start, remember, we come back to the three circles. We have the tefillah, we have the Ayin Hashem. All of a sudden, Chazal, within the difficulty, where I just want to be focused on my issues. So, this problem comes with all three of them. But number one is going to be, what is my conception of tefillah? Many of us are still in a very infantile way think that it's only about me, what Rav Chabshish had talked about. You know, the me's, the gimme's, what I deserve. But even more so, it comes back to the man, the I. All of a sudden, Chazal are telling us that we have a wrong conception of not only what tefillah is, but of what our I is, of what we are. Chazal is saying that the I is not just about an I. All of a sudden, the real I is what? Is we. Meaning the me, you understand what I mean? What it means is that all of a sudden, Tefillah is telling me and what tefillah is, and what I am, and in front of Hashem is creating me. Do you think Hashem just created me for me to be able to buy an S3, and for me to be able to know Facebook, and for me to be able to be a CEO or COO or CFO? That was the bishvilin nivra olam. It's true, I have to have a healthy self-image, but that's what the I is. That it's all about me. Or I was created to be able, lichvodo barati. Hashem created me to be able to help reveal His godless in this world. And His godless in this world is via Am Yisrael to the world. And the I, what it's saying over here is what? I have to start redefining the I as a we. Now it's much easier when you get married, because then all of a sudden you stop just only thinking about yourself. Because all of a sudden then you have to think as a we, and you should know. In the first year of marriage, the most difficult part of a first year of marriage is you have two eyes, and how do we keep my own independence and at the same time become that we and then interdependence? So it's very hard even when you first get married that way. But that's what the tefillah is, all of a sudden, to have this nusach tefillah to expand in that circle of the eye. And that's why I believe in high school it's so difficult to daven, because we have, again, back to our circles, we don't know what tefillah is. We have the I, it's only about davening for the test. As opposed to understanding that my essence is, when they're talking about today, just you should know, they signed to give over 26, just understand within our tefillah, 26 terrorists. Why? For what? In exchange for what? Number one, to start peace talks. But number two, so we can have the permission to build 800 units in Yehudah v'Shomron. Meaning, there's a certain amount of... So again, if tefillah is all about me, myself, and I, and I live in Manchester, I live in West Hampstead, and I don't care at all about Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, it's very nice. Okay, that's not something that's going to be in my lexicon. It's not going to be something within my mudaud, in my awareness of tefillah. But if I understand that what's going on in Am Yisrael is part of me, so then all of a sudden, I'm going to put that in my preparation of tefillah and bring that. Bezrat Hashem,
I think this has to do next year with Hashem. With Machloket Ramban, Bli Neder, we will talk. There is a bit of famous Machloket. Ramban and Ramban, if davening every day is Chuvah Midoraita, according to the Ramban, we will see it Shiru Abba Bli Neder Be'etzara. Ani Choshev, one of the explanations in the Ramban, one of the explanations, Shetfila Bechol Yom, Ulovdo Bechol Avchem, is the point Rabbi Kotler mentioned now. Because it's not only Be'etzara. Ramban says only, I just say now the title, but Ramban Be'etzara Targem
Times of Difficulty.
Times of Difficulty. When I have a problem, that's Tfilah Midoraita. It's not Hashem, we will see the...
And that's going to be, within that, we'll continue with that, the Rambam and the Ramban. And just the one other piece, I would have said, you know, when we learn in Lomdus, in the your morning shiurim, you have a Havamina Namaskara. So it sounds like the Havamina in Halacha, Aleph and Bet Gimel, before the Takana, you could daven whenever you want. But now it's only these three times. Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. So I don't think that that's the Maskana. The Maskana is not that you can only daven. That you're allowed to daven, even when you're walking down the street and you see somebody sick. You're allowed to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that person stuck. You're allowed to daven there also. So Bezrat Hashem, like Rav Chab just said, we will continue dealing with the difficulties and hopefully raising our awareness.
And also we will see that the Shulchan Aruch says that every bracha in the Shmona Esrei, although Chazal fixed the Shmona Esrei brachot, and the next Rambam there, I didn't bring it here, Allah Fahim explained that added another one, Laminim L'Nishim, each person could add in each bracha his personal feelings, his personal problems, the name of his friend, and even when he has a test, could still mention Atachonin La Adam Da, please, that could probably help me in the test, the math test. It's a loss of test, it's not contradiction. It's rather shame.
Shkoch, next week.
Shkoch, Dr. Shkoch.